Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you. We exhort your name. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We lift you up higher. We bow before you, O Lord. We say you are God from beginning to the end. Father, we honor you. We bow before you this morning. Lord, we say you are good. You are kind. Lord, we exalt you. You are worthy to be praised. We return all glory unto you. We return all honor unto you. Father, we return all adoration unto your name. Oh, you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We exalt you. We lift up our hands and we say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this new season, O Lord. We exalt your name. For you, the Lord, you have given unto us victory. Oh, thank you for your mercy that is upon our life, that is upon our household, that is upon our nation. We exalt your name. Father, we bless you. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 4th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him for his good, for his kind, and his mercy endures forever over you. And I want you to declare by the word of the Lord as you step out today, I have set the Lord always before me because the Lord is with me. I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare concerning my day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I declare today the glory of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. Goodness of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, my heritage is blessed. My heritage in you this day is the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, as I proceed today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the enemy will not prosper over my life. The enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I will not walk into the trap of the evil one. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I will not walk into accident. I am not walking into darkness. Oh, I walk in the light of God. I walk in the light of Christ. For he has said in his word, though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me, and his grace, his mercy, his glory shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, I cancel every appearances of darkness over my life in the name of Jesus. Darkness that I cannot divine will have no place in me in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, I am established in the blessings of the Lord. I am established in glorious things in the name of Jesus. I am established in the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord becomes my portion today. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. For it is written in the scriptures, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. Oh, therefore I declare that I receive angelic assistance as I go today in the name of Jesus. The Lord arise and attend to my provision. The Lord arise and attend to the supply of my needs in the name of Jesus. Today I walk in the abundance of the provisions of God for me in the name of Jesus. I feast at this table of abundance in the name of Jesus. I lack nothing in the name of Jesus. Oh, I assess the feast of his abundance for me by mercy in the name of Jesus. I assess the feast of his mercy in the name of Jesus. He has set a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I partake in the banquet of the King in the name of Jesus. I assess the presence of the Lord and I assess his provision for me today in the name of Jesus. I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that the favor of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. The covenant of his grace is established upon my life. The covenant of his mercy is established over me in the name of Jesus. I enjoy undeniable covering of the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow me all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, I carry the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The anointing of the Lord is upon me. Oh, the Lord anoint me with oil. The Lord anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. My cup is always full in his presence, full of his joy, full of his mercy in the name of Jesus. My cup will never be empty in the name of Jesus. Oh, as I appear before the Lord in Zion today, my strength is renewed in the name of Jesus. The Lord give unto me more grace in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to bless the name of the Lord for this nation. You know, today is Sunday, and what we do is we praise the name of the Lord. I want you to give glory to the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace over your life. Thank him for his mercy and for his grace over Nigeria, over this nation. Thank him for his mercy that cannot be compared. If not for the mercy of the Lord, I believe that this nation would have ceased to exist a long time ago, but for the mercy of the Lord, but for his mercy, for his covenant of mercy over this land. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord over this nation. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his unending love for us in this nation. Appreciate the name of the Lord. Thank him for how he has arisen and is disappointing the devices of the wicked. Give glory to the name of the Lord. Father, we honor you over Nigeria. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for who you are, for your mercy, for your grace over this nation. Oh, Father, we bless your name. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you. Father, we exalt you. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we declare that more than that which we have seen, we have heard, that you are doing, that you have done. More than this, you will still do in this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Like I said, today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord. We are going to praise the Lord for his love and for his faithfulness. Our God is full of love, full of mercy, full of compassion, and of course is a faithful God, faithful to his word, faithful to his covenant over us. We are going to bless his holy name. Thank him for his good, and his mercy endures forever. The mercy of God is his nature, which cannot change, and this is what he has extended to us, his mercy and his love. We are going to bless the name of the Lord. So we are going to be singing to him from the book of Psalm 92. We are going to take it from verse 1 to verse 15. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hand. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquities shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a white ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desires of my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. Our God is good. God is upright. He is our rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Our God is a righteous God, a faithful judge. Our God is righteous. I want you to show forth your gratitude to God for his grace over your life. Show forth your gratitude to God for his mercy, for his love over you, for his mercy that endures forever over your life, over your household. Our God is generous in his doing. He has not dealt with us according to our unfaithfulness, according to our sin. He has not dealt with us. As a matter of fact, he has called us unto himself with his open arms of love. He is our God that fight for us at every instant. He is closer than you can ever imagine. He is a great God. He is great in his love towards us. He is greater in his mercy unto us. Give glory to the name of the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Honor his name, for the Lord God is good and is great. Exalt him. Oh, give honor unto him concerning your life, for this is what he has declared unto you concerning you. But for you, your horn the Lord has exalted like a wild ox, and he has anointed you with fresh oil. Also, he's saying that he will make your eyes to see your desires over the wicked that have decided not to repent from pursuing after your life. He will make sure that with your eyes and with your ears, you will hear and you will see your desires over your enemy. Oh, those that rise up against you. But as for you that is declared the righteous of the Lord by the blood of Jesus, you will flourish like a palm tree. You will be fruitful, you will grow. You will grow your roots downward and you will bear fruit upward. For the Lord God is with you. Because you are planted in the house of the Lord, you are planted in the court of the Lord, you will flourish in all that you will do. So much more that even in your old age, you will be fresh and you will be flourishing. That people will look at you and they will testify to the faithfulness, to the righteousness of the Lord. And for you, oh, you will declare all the days of your life that the Lord is upright, that the Lord God is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Bless the name of the Lord. Give glory to his name, for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever over your life. Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you. We lift up our voice and we say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we go today, that you will renew our strength as we appear before you in Zion. You will renew our strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, we remember all our brethren all over the world, those that will not be able to congregate because of one reason or the other, because of persecution and all the likes. Father, we ask that you will strengthen them in the name of Jesus. You will cause them to flourish in their faith in you, that they will flourish in their life in the name of Jesus, that you will supply them with unlimited joy and peace. You will protect them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let me remind you as well of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.